Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday. Y'all know what? It is Thankful Thursday. It is Thanksgiving Thursday. How about that? Listen, let me tell you. Listen, Roseanne. Listen, girl. Now, I fired you 2 weeks ago. Why are you still showing up here? Get out of my office. Get out, Roxanne. Get on out of here. Now, Rodney, if you want to, you can go with her. Now, listen. My God, every time I start working, these people just start acting crazy. I don't know what's the matter with them. Now, listen. This is Thankful Thursday. Thankful Thursday. We are thankful. You know what? We are thankful to God for all things. Yes, indeed. It is September the 15th, 2022, 6 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K., and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Batari. Listen. This show is being brought to you by Gumpa, GumpaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumpaRum.com. There is two different flavors of Gumpa Rum, natural vanilla, which is Gumpa Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumpa Silver. The CEO and founder of Gumpa Rum is Steve Gum. Yes, indeed, Steve Gum is coming to the Windy City, October the 10th, my darlings. Listen, there's a special event that's going on here in the Windy City downtown on October the 10th, and Steve Gum will be here passing out Gumpa Rum. It is the Spirits Festival. Yes, indeed. Listen. Let me tell you. Awesome. I want to tell you, got some great music on today by Sanders and King's We 73 Band Baby and artist I Am Zeke. Now, y'all will know what. Come on, engineer. Where is this music being heard? Come on up in here. Hey. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hey. Stop coming. Hey. Come on. Yes, indeed. Your music is being heard by people all over the world. Yes, indeed. Also, I want you guys to do me just a small little favor before I get into the music. While you're on Facebook, you know we dancing and singing on Facebook all day long. People, listen, use the keyword The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now, listen, I got some awesome music by some awesome people. Yes, indeed. Let me tell you something. Sanders and King's We 73 Band and independent artist I Am Z. Let me tell y'all something. Lord, today, I don't even know where to start. When I started talking about Sanders and King's We 73 Band, listen, y'all, you know something? Ever since I met We 73 band. It's like my whole life just done turned all the way around. Do you hear me up in here? Do you know that God can use people? It don't matter if you're in the planet, on the planet Zoom. You know it don't matter. And there is a planet Zoom, Z-O-O-M, when it comes to getting together on Zoom. Y'all know what I'm talking about, Zoom. Listen. You can be friends with people all across the world and have never met face-to-face and God be in the orchestration business. You know what I mean? Did y'all know God is an organized God? God is a God of organization. See, listen, when God set things up, he organized it and designed it in a way beyond your comprehension because you don't understand when he's getting things together and lining people up. You don't see what's going on in the beginning. But, honey, when the wheel starts turning, you begin to see that God is really in control. Told everything that's going on. Now, let me tell you something. I'm saying all of that to say this. When I first met We 73 Band, I didn't realize what was going on. And then I said, you know something? After the first show that I did for We 73 Band, I said, wow, this is a dynamite and hot stuff up in here. And I am telling y'all know what's going to happen? Ever since I met this band, my giving has increased. I want to give. And you know what? That's God. That is God. Because the word says that we should give. When we give, y'all know what? He will give to us, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give it to our bosom. So listen, it is according to the laws and the principles of faith. Listen, did you not know, whether you understand it or not, the law of attraction and the law of sowing and reaping is at play. Let me tell you something. If you're not sowing and reaping into something, oh my God, you are doing yourself a disservice. Well, listen, let me tell you something. There's one thing I want y'all to get. One point I want you all to get. If you start sowing seeds of your time, now, doesn't people always think about finances and money? It doesn't have to be finances and money. It can be sowing of your time. Sow your time into someone that may need a little help. And guess what? God will bless you because when you sow your time into someone, you got to reap something. You know what I mean? Because God honors his word. God honors his word. So I'm telling you, I got some good stuff on today, some really good music, and you're going to love it. It's going to be just out of sight. And also, I want to tell you about We 73. There is an event that's coming up on October 1st. So listen, it's in connection with P8. Now, let me tell you this, too. I'm just like, so excited. I don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm so excited. Now, let me tell you something. Music. I got so much to tell you about music because We 73 Band does music right. They does it right. And I get asked a million questions all the time. You know, I get asked so many questions that sometimes I have to turn off my service. I turn it off because I'm like, oh my Jesus, I need some breath. I need some air here because everybody's asking the same thing. How do I get this? How do I get streams? How do I get plays? How do I do this? How do I get a million people to listen to my music? And I'm like, well, oh my God, a million people? Well, what are you doing to get a million people to listen to your music? So I'm just like, well, honey, you got to do something here. If you're trying to get a million people to listen to your music, you got to have a plan. You got to do more than just have a plan. You got to have a marketing plan, a blueprint plan. It is according to what you are doing. And let me tell you something. We 73 Band has the right idea. You know what they do? They give all over the place. They are the prime example. They are doing music God's way. You know what I'm saying? They are doing it God's way. And I know everybody doesn't, you know, believe in God. I know everybody doesn't worship God. But, honey, you better start doing it today because it will turn everything around for you. Listen, We 73 Band gives and they give and they give and they give. And they are the perfect example because I am telling you, when you take a look at their profile, their Spotify profile, and they have, I think, 45,000 monthly listeners somewhere around there, it's like, well, they're doing something right. 45,000 listeners? Are you kidding me? So listen, I'm going to give you guys some numbers because you really need to understand what is going on here. If you got to understand why you are in music. A lot of people are in music just to be wasting time. Now, I am telling you to go ahead and do. Some people are in music to waste time. You know what I'm saying? Well, you probably saying, well, why is she saying people are in music to waste time? Because I get it all day. Not all day, but I get it a lot. I get a lot of stuff from people saying a lot of different things. And you know what? They send me music. Now listen, and then I'm going to play a song by We 73 Band. They send me music. They have nothing but the song. They don't have a website. They don't have a Spotify profile. They have nothing. They just say, well, play the song. Where are people going to download it from? They don't have it out there anywhere, but they want me to play, and they want me to promote their song. So listen, is that not wasting my time? Is that not wasting their time to promote a song that nobody can download and get it? Do you hear me what I'm saying up in here? That is real. I could not make this up. I could not make that up. I could not make it up. It is the honest God truth. And I had somebody to email me. People email me sometimes. I haven't gotten it in a while. You know what I started doing? People would email me asking me, well, just put this song on it and play this for my husband. And I said, you know, go and visit this site and book me. And then I never hear from them again. So sometimes people want to put music out there just to hear it. And I'm like, well, what in the world is this? You know what I'm saying? So listen. And sometimes people will pay, they'll pay me to play their music, and then there's nowhere to get the music. And I'm trying to understand, well, what sense is this making? What sense is this making? So listen, my point is this. We 73 Band is in music for the right reason, and they're doing music the right way. You understand me? Because you know what? They got God at the center, in their heart. They got God in their heart, and they're giving to other people. They're giving back. They are giving back. Listen, let me tell you this here. Listen, October the 1st, there is a benefit concert that they are doing, and it's going to be in Philadelphia, and I'm telling you, they are going to give all the proceeds to PA Wounded Warriors. How great is that? How great is that? Now, you tell me God will honor that. God, that is a big blessing. That is a huge blessing. Oh, God, I'm going to talk the whole time about Wish Sanders, 73 Band. And let me tell you something. Ever since they've come to this network, this show has been voted on so many times. It's like, my God, it's just raining blessings over here. Ever since they've been on, and I'm telling you, God having truth, I keep getting emails, someone voted on this show, someone voted up this show. And you know what happens? When people stop by and listen and take the time to actually vote on the show, you know what? The listenership goes up. It goes up, and people listen, and it's just a huge blessing for everyone that's on the network. It is phenomenal, and it's wonderful. Sometimes I have 1,200 people listening on one show. On one show, 1,200. And that's pretty nice. And then there's people from international that listen. They're so very loyal. They listen every single day. So I'm telling you. So now I got some music by We 73 Band. They are phenomenal, phenomenal. So listen, I want you guys to take a listen to this song. It is really fantastic. And you're going to love it. I listened to the song. I love it, too. It is The Luckiest Man Alive. The Luckiest Man Alive. Isn't that wonderful? So listen. How would you feel if you could say that about yourself? You're the luckiest person. And if you're female, just say the luckiest person alive, the luckiest man alive, the luckiest female alive. So listen, I want you to take a listen to this song, and it will bless your socks off, The Luckiest Man Alive. I want you to take a listen to this, and you're going to love it. You are going to enjoy it. I enjoyed it, and you will too, The Luckiest Man Alive. Check this out.
When he thinks about the time that's gone by in his life, when he thinks about his past and the things he'd survived, oh, then when he's holding hands or in church with his wife, he's the luckiest man
luckiest man alive, luckiest man alive, the Standards and Kings, We 73 Band. I also have music today by independent artist I Am Zeke. He has some great music with some great lessons. Listen, and so just to recap and refresh, I want you guys to know that We 73, the American Unity Project with Standards and Kings, We 73 Band, are proud to sponsor their second community benefit concert. Their second community benefit concert. I'm telling you, you guys, if you're in music, you have to connect yourself with a benefit, with a nonprofit organization. Why? Because you're blessing somebody else, and at the same token, you're blessing yourself. It's all about giving. Learn how to give, give, give. It may be difficult in the beginning, wherever you are in your career, but you got to learn to give, 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 and really mean it, you know, from your heart when you're giving. So listen, We 73 Band, this year they are raising money for Pennsylvania Wounded Warriors. There's no better organization. There is no better organization. Pennsylvania Wounded Warriors, starting at 7 p.m. on Saturday, October the 1st at the Chateau Resort and Conference Center in Pennsylvania. There will be a speaker from PA Wounded Warriors. Let me tell you something. The young lady was on the show, was on the Fierce Female Network, and I'm going to tell you something. She does not miscalculate money. She handles it. So listen, when you find an organization, when you find an organization and you know they're doing the right thing with the finances, honey, that's the organization you can sow into, and don't worry about it, because what? You're putting it in great ground, good soil. You know what I'm saying? And she uses it for the benefit of the warriors. You know what I'm saying? For the wounded warriors. So listen. This is for PA Wounded Warriors. This is a must-see one-night event. They're going to be live on stage. Yes, honey. If I was in Pennsylvania, I'd be sitting right down the front row. I'd be going, yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. So listen. I got some more great music that's coming up. Should have taken time. I'm back. Y'all check this out.
Things you felt would tell on you. If a smile could hide all your fears, could rage and anger stop your tears? Could have taken time back then to get to know you better, my friend. There was so much more to say. Lord showed us that today.
I grew from that pain.
There was so much time. day. Lord, show me that today.
The Sanders and Kings, We 70s brand, three band. That's more music that's coming up. Independent artist, I Am Zeke. This one is called Fresh Air, Fresh Air, Fresh Air. Take a listen to Fresh Air.
I'm a Master P, Master B. Yeah, I'm Z, Z. Remember me.
Remember me.
Remember me. I know you do, it's the truth. Yeah, I'm giving it to you. Here is what I do. Yeah, I plan to be. Wake up in the morning, now you see. Go outside in the breeze. Come and hang out with me in the street. At the beat, yeah, I be. Letting the waves roll over my feet and keep going on, cause I'm out getting fresh air for my creativity. Yeah, I live to see, live to breathe, and I be forever and still remain with thee as long as the wind blows. Feasting from the sea, sun in the sky, moon shining down in the night, and I be now. Even when the clouds out, I'm everywhere, I'll be around. I'm over here, over there. Yeah, I walk through atmosphere in the wind. Can you hear it going through the trees? Yeah, that's me in the breeze. Had to sneeze, Baruch for me. it never return VOID. As I speak, it comes to be. Fresh air is what I need to see. Like ocean and sea. Look at the sky, S-K-I-E-S. Yes, this is a mess. I do it the best. I'll never rest. Public is the best and you should to lose. Don't become no fool. I be coming in a cool dude. Yeah, you know I'm taking them all to school. Oh, school, new school. In between. Yeah, now you see me, I am Z. Yeah, I get fresh air whenever I need to. Yeah, that's what I do. I walk through, bike through, drive through if I need to. I don't care what you're saying, my dog too. Don't even need no crew. Solo is what it be. So, knock, 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 knocking at your door. Do you hear me? I'm at the shore. Give it in, coming in, I'm so pure. Yeah, I am for sure. Look it up and read it in the blueprint. Written down, gave from the prophet. Yeah, just stop trying to knock it. I'm in pocket. Like wrist, watch and lock it. Stop quick, come on, let's keep going, moving through the atmosphere. Yeah, I'm just here for fresh air. Come and be with me. Yeah, I'm walking into the century. I'm 21st century. Yeah, I be sworn in, living testimony. Testament. Yeah, I meant new covenant. Promise you I'm sent.
All right, all right. That is fresh air, fresh air. Independent artist, I am singing. Listen, in some of the lyrics when he was singing, he says he needs fresh air for his creativity. Did you not know fresh air? And that is true, what he's saying about fresh air, he needs it for his creativity. Did you not know that is really true? If you are a person that is very creative, you write music, you write short stories, maybe you write children's books or you write poems, if you're having a hard time with writer's block, I would say go out for a walk, get some fresh air. I used to have a class, Crush Your Writer's Block, how to crush your writer's block. And there's a technique that you can use to crush your writer's block. There are several techniques that you can use to crush your writer's block. Fresh air, you know, becoming one with nature as far as getting grounded, going for a walk, being near the water, as he talks about fresh air. That is one way. There's a technique that I use with a young girl. Over the telephone, I had a short session with her. I did a crash course within like 30 minutes. I took the whole class and did it with her in 30 minutes. And she said, you know what, that was really unique, and it really helps, and it really works. And so I can't do it now because I can't take 30 minutes and walk you through how to crush your writer's block. So maybe I'll do that one time and teach you how to crush your writer's block. If you're having a hard time getting your creative juices to flow, there's things that you can do to open up that door. There's always things that you can do to open up that door. And listen, I'm going to tell you something. Everything is going to circle right back around to Sanders and King's We 73 Band. Listen, the one thing that they do is give. Now, listen, if you're having a hard time or difficult time, I am telling you, if you give your time to someone, you know, just spend a few minutes and pray and ask God, well, what can I do to give my time? What organization can I connect myself with to give my time? And I'm telling you, that is something you can do that will open the door for you. Honey, I am telling you, try it. If you've never tried it, I challenge you to try it and give to an organization that's in your community. And listen, it goes both ways. You're being a blessing to the community. Oh boy, I'm really talking about giving here, but listen, it is the real deal. It is the real deal. So listen, you're being a blessing to a community or an organization. They may need individuals to help, to volunteer. And then you make that connection. You are doing something. You're giving of yourself. You're giving of your time. And they are receiving because they've been praying and asking God for volunteers to help them out. So listen, it goes both ways. So that is really a blessing. So really, try it. You will not, don't knock it till you try, honey. Don't knock it till you try. So listen, I am pretty much out of time, and I got to get on up out of here. Listen, it's been a stone cold blast. But guess what? I get to come back later on and do it all over again. And it's going to be a stone cold blast later on, too. So listen, I want you all to just remember remember to give, give, give. If you're being challenged in the area in your life, remember, give. Try it. Try it. I'm telling you, you want to start giving, even small things. It doesn't have to be anything big. Just give it your time. And remember, I'm saying it because I want you to get it, get it, get it, get it. So I got to get on up out of here.
In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and
you know the-